Let's pray. Sometimes, O God, we must be the salt of the earth, but other times we need also to be sugar. Help us to be wise and provide what is needed, when it is needed. In your name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated now this time.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is a portion of the Holy Gospel, which Brian read earlier for you, from Matthew chapter 5. We're focusing in on verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. And this is our text. The theme today, salt of the earth, light of the world. Well, as you can imagine, there are two things that are mentioned, obviously, today that Jesus brings to our attention to, and they don't really seem to go together, salt and light. These two things don't seem to have much in common. But can you imagine living in a world without salt or without light? For example, I can't imagine French fries without having salt. And I certainly, no offense, Wayne and Carol, but I wouldn't live in Barrow, Alaska when it's 6 months out of the year, nothing but darkness. And I know you have family that lives up there in Alaska. But light is important to us. Salt and light are natural. They are natural things for life. They are needed, and they are certainly welcomed. But just like popcorn isn't good without salt, and just like the parking lot out here is kind of a dangerous place to be without lights, our society isn't any good without salt or light. It is dark. It is drab. Because the world is obsessed. It's obsessed with sin. It's immersed in sin. And it desperately needs our salt and a light that Christ Jesus brings. And fortunately, we can have both of those at the same time, because we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. Like today's gospel, last week's gospel came from the Sermon on the Mount. And if you were here last week or listening at home, you remember that we heard about the Beatitudes. Those are the blessings that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us because we are his disciples. We are blessed because we come before God humbly, confessing our sins. We are blessed with the righteousness of Christ because through faith we hunger and we thirst for it. And we are blessed because Christ enables us to forgive those who have hurt us. We are blessed because we are God's chosen people. And those who have been blessed by God, well, we can't help but to be salt and light for this world. Jesus tells us, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. He doesn't say that we will be salt or we will be light, but we are salt and light. And because of that, we are his disciples. We are the disciples for our Lord Jesus. Just as salt is salty and just as light bulb gives off light, we have the opportunity to share those characteristics of what it means to be Christians in this world. And it's not because we're holier or better than everyone else. It's just because we have been changed We have been changed through Jesus Christ and the faith that we have in Him. And that change transports us from darkness of this world into the light that is in Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. The world needs to be salted and to have the light of Christ shining in it. In a manner of speaking, this world is unseasoned and it's dark. Just think for a moment about the sin that we see around us daily. It desperately needs to be seasoned with the light and salt of Christ. It is to emerge, if we are to emerge from sin and the death that is around us. And that is where we, as His children, come into play. As the salt and light of Christ, it is our task, our responsibility, to call people to repentance for this sin and unbelief that we find in our world. And it's not going to be easy. Don't kid yourselves. In fact, it can sometimes feel very impossible. But it is what we do. We tell people about their sin, and we share with them then the forgiveness that is theirs through the crucified Christ. I also want you to keep in mind that just like we can overdo the salt, we can also be very hard on people. We don't beat them up with their sin. We don't thump them with our Bibles. And we don't shame them. Rather, we share the message of Christ with them and the love that He has for all of us. We love our families and we love our friends, and that's why we share the gospel with them. We want them to know the joy that comes from being the salt of Christ. And we also want them to know the power of forgiveness that makes them shine. Jesus said, "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." Just as Angela has that lamp right there on that stand. The reason it's not on now is because that light is so bright, it's blinding to some of you that are sitting there. But like a city on a hill, we do want people of this world to focus on us as members of a place of refuge. We want to be beacons of hope in this world. Hope to the lost and hope to this fallen world. We want them to see that church is a place where they can come and that their needs are met and they are satisfied by God Himself. This is a high calling for each of us here today. It is one that our Lord takes most seriously, and it is also one that we should take seriously as well. Again, Jesus tells us, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall it be saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." We salt the light. We salt and light the world because we are His disciples. So what does it mean if we don't do it? What if we don't carry out our God-given duties? What about not sharing that light? Well, it means we're neglecting God also. We're neglecting those duties that we have. But instead, we are called to do what Christ wants us to do. It makes absolutely no sense to light a lamp and then hide it under a basket or a bucket, because the lamp is supposed to bring light to that whole house. And in that same way, we don't hide our light that is in us. We let it shine so that it brings others to our Lord Jesus and gives glory to Him, not to us. And this is why we do it. that Christ would be the focus of those whom we shine out our light and sprinkle our salt. Jesus also told us this, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We salt the earth not because we would be praised, but that God would be praised. We do good works, and we help those around us, and we share the love of Christ, not so that others say what good people we are, but so that they would say how good God is. Nor do we salt the earth or shine our light that we somehow obtain God's favor and forgiveness. Why? Because we don't need to earn those, because Christ has already done it. He's done everything that is necessary that we should be forgiven. We don't shine our lights to be saved, but rather we shine our lights because we are saved. Because we are saved, we shine that light and we salt the earth as we live out our daily vocations. Now, what is a vocation? A vocation is where God has put us in this world. And we might have several of those in our daily lives. You have the vocation of being a spouse, a child, an employee, a friend, a mother, a daughter, a father, and a son, a sister or a brother. And I would imagine for most of us gathered here this morning and those listening at home, we probably are a mixture of many of those vocations. And as Christians, we are different than others. And what I mean is that we are not just parents, but we are faithful and God-pleasing parents. We're not just children, we are faithful and God-pleasing children. We're not just employees or students, we are faithful and God-pleasing employees and students. So no matter what our station is in life, no matter our age or our gender or our vocation, we do all that we do so that others will glorify God and come to faith in Christ, who saves them and saves us from sin and eternal death. And this is really what it's all about. We do all that we do. We shine our lights and we season the world. We salt with our salt because we know that it is all about Christ and what he has done for this world. Unfortunately, there will be times we will sin. We will fail to do the shining of our lights. We won't sprinkle our salt. So every day, we need to remember that Christ is for us also. He faithfully served as the light of the world, even though it would lead to his own death. He has given us what we don't have, which is a new relationship with our God. We are forgiven. We are forgiven for failing to be the faithful in those various vocations that each of us has. We are forgiven for hiding our lamp and not sprinkling the salt, the Word of God. And because we have that new relationship with God, we also have a new relationship with those around us. We are saints, children of God, to whom God has entrusted the salt and the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, common table salt is in abundance in this world, and it's readily available to us to use to our heart's content. And sometimes we use too much of it, and it does affect that heart. Light shines for hours every day, and when the sun goes down, we simply flip the switch, to light up our homes. But the salt that we season the world with and the light that we shine in the darkness is more important and it's more powerful. The salt and the light that we, who are his disciples of Christ, brings hope to the hopeless. It brings forgiveness to those who are sinners, which includes all of us. And it brings life to those who are spiritually dead. And so it is our joy, our happiness, our duty, however you want to say it, to shine our lights in this darkened world so that others will know the salvation that each of us knows, and that we will also know the love of God. So, my dear friends, today, salt the earth and let your light shine, because we are the instruments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to bring Christ to this world. And that is an awesome and wonderful calling that each of us has, you and me, as Jesus reminds us in that passage today from Matthew. And so we ask God to help us to do those two things, be light and be the salt of the earth. And it's not just for adults, it's for all of us, children too. You can be shining examples in your schools. We as adults, those examples here at church, in our businesses, and out in the world in general. And so I close with this prayer. Lord Jesus, when we read and we study the scriptures, help us to see our sin and to see you, our Savior. Help us to be good salt and a shining light wherever we are. And all God's people said, Amen.